Blog Talk Radio.
Ew! Morning! What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Easy, most known unknown Easy Old Soul, and this is the Easier Said and Done podcast. Welcome y'all in. It is a little bit after 9, my time, Central Time, Midwest Time, Chicago Time. And I just wanted to come at you guys again this morning and talk about a quick thing that I've been noticing. And I'm going to talk about it as far as the show goes and then as far as real life. And this is a show on ABC. It's called Will Trent. And if you have not seen it, it is a phenomenal show. I will be talking about certain things that you will see. So if you don't like spoilers, you probably don't want to listen to this. I mean, I'm not going to give up too crazy information, but it is a really good show. And if you haven't seen it and you like those type of shows, it's like a drama. It's like a police drama, kind of like almost like a Law and Order thing. But of course, they're not doing it in courtrooms and stuff like that. It's mainly just the detective work, and its plot is in Georgia, and I believe, you know, different parts of Georgia with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and stuff like that. And this guy he's a really talented, really smart detective. Not every cop messes with him, but he enjoys his work. He's really into his work. It's almost like a Sherlock Holmes type of thing. I guess the crimes actually could be a crime and stuff like that. So it's a really good show, solid show. And I think you like it if you check it out. It's on ABC. I've been watching it on Hulu. So I believe there's only been one season of it. I'm not sure, but this is for sure the first season that I've seen. So I believe there's only been one season of it. Anywho, the reason why I have my title the way it is, is because within the show, Will has a woman in his life that he's in an on and off relationship with, essentially. And I believe the reason why they have so many issues within their relationship is because the woman is afraid to really let the man in. So it's seen that they love each other. That much is true. That is something that I witnessed with them. Okay, so the backstory is they met each other when they were younger. They both grew up in a group home. That's kind of like first episode stuff, so that's not really spoiler stuff. Nonetheless, they got to know each other. They got close to each other, and, you know, they began pretty much dating, but it's been an on and off thing for both of them. Now, the thing that got me about this whole thing is they both love each other. You could tell that. The woman, though, whenever Will wants her to lean in on him and really, like, you know, tell her how she feels, tell him how she feels, and, like, be expressive with him, and he's there to understand her and stuff like that, she kind of takes her back with him. Like, she wants to step back, and she'll start a fight with him, and they'll get into this big fight. And the first, dang near the first thing she keeps constantly saying is, like, you know what, I'll get out of your hair, I'll leave. You know, I'll be the one to remove myself from the situation, mainly because she's a recovering addict of drugs and stuff like that. And in ways she tries to deal with things is she backs away from them. But with this man, he is very supportive of her. So my only thing is, every time he asks her to get closer to him, she kind of pushes away. And it's been that way for a long time. Now, there are some certain circumstances within the different episodes that kind of explain it, why she might be doing that. But it's the craziest part. They both work in the police department. And both of them were in the investigation bureau. Both of them have different partners and stuff. So it's not like they're working side by side. They're working with separate people. Now, anybody can see that they are, you know, a couple, essentially. But he doesn't get everything out of her that he wants. Maybe some of the stuff that he needs, but he doesn't get everything he wants. And not only that, she has a hard time telling people stuff and, you know, getting to trust them and be open with them. But the thing is, she is open with more people than when she's with him. So with other people, she's kind of fine at it. And maybe it's a reason why, because he's kind of a truthful person. Like, he wants you to be truthful rather than lie to him and stuff like that. And I'm assuming that just comes from him growing up in a group home and people promising stuff and never delivering and stuff like that. So he likes to be on the up and up. He likes to tell the truth. And when he doesn't get the truth out of you, he is kind of upset. But it's like, you know, if you tell me the truth, I might not be upset as much. I always tell people, if you tell a person the truth the first time, that if they react terribly, then you could tell them, like, the next time you got to tell them the truth, like, hey, you don't react well to the hearing the truth. So don't ask if you don't want to hear it. But I think most people, when they ask you to tell them the truth, you probably should tell them the truth, because it probably will go different than you think. Most people, and myself included, when I used to not tell the truth, it usually ended worse, but it's because I didn't tell the truth first, you know, and I should have. So, nonetheless, she doesn't want to tell him. He knows the truth most of the time because he can read people really well. That's why he's pretty much really good at his job, and he's kind of like the top cop there, essentially. And so there's a situation that happens with the girl, with the lady in question, and they're on pretty good terms at that point in time. So he asks her, hey, what happened with this situation? And essentially she tells him, oh, this is what happened. And it's like, he knows automatically because they've known each other for so long, but also because, you know, he's a detective, that she's not being truthful with him. And then there's some other things that kind of come up that says she's not being truthful with him as well. Like, you know, he found drugs. She didn't use them, but he found drugs from him. So it's like, and he gets upset, and it's like, just tell me the truth. He's telling her, like, tell me the truth. But in her mind, she's saying to herself, oh, I'm protecting you by not telling you the truth and stuff like that. Or I'm protecting you and I'm telling the truth. So she's sticking with her story. Of course, the audience knows she's not telling the truth. He knows for sure she's not telling the truth. But she's sticking to the story of this is the truth. And if you don't believe me, then you don't believe me type of situation. Now, she hasn't told everybody, but other people figured out that it's not the truth. And then she finally kind of said what happened. And so my thing is, he wants to protect her. He loves her. And he wants to figure out what's going on so he could help her. She doesn't want to say what's going on. And that's my thing. Like, okay, so you're in a relationship with this guy. And he's asking you, like, hey, what's going on? Pretty much, like, you can come to me about this. He literally said in an episode, like, you can come to me about this. I'll understand and stuff like that. He's saying the stuff that is truthful, and she knows he's being truthful, but she still won't tell him the truth. And it's like, essentially, she, once they have the argument, it's like she already set it up to where it's like, it's okay, we don't have to discuss this no more, I'll leave. Like, oh, they're already sharing a place together, but it's like, I'll leave, I'll go back to my place, and, you know, I'll be out of your hair, so you don't have to worry about things. And he's like, there you go again, like picking a fight so you can leave. It's like, I'm not trying to have you leave. I want to talk to you. I want to know what's going on. I want to be there for you and stuff like that. But you keep constantly doing the same thing. And to me, it was like, why does she keep doing that if she knows that this is the man that she could trust, that loves her, that dang near will do anything for her? It's actually, in most of the episodes with her, he will do anything for her. Now, sometimes they have had their spats and stuff like that that change the dynamics of the relationship, but a majority of the episodes I've seen, he's been there for her and he wants to be there for her, and she just won't give him that chance. And I'm not sure if it's because of prior incidents or if she's in her own way and she just wants, I think she feels like it's better to be alone or be her independent self rather than being with the man that actually loves, cares for, and wants to provide for, wants to be there for, wants to be her rock. And all these different things, is just like, it's crazy how that happens with her. And she keeps constantly bringing back that sitting situation. And every time the man attempts to get close to her, the same thing happens. It's like, no, like, I don't want you to get close to me. I feel better when we're not so close with each other and stuff like that. And it's like, that don't make sense to me. If you got a good man in your life, he wants to be with you, he wants to love on you and stuff like that, because a lot of men don't be out here doing that, why not embrace the man? Why are you pushing the man away? Is it the drugs, or is it just the fact that you don't know if it's going to work out, you don't want to be heartbroken or anything like that? And it made me think of real-life situations, because there are a lot of couples out here dealing with that same exact problem, where the man is attentive to the woman, does pay attention to the woman, does treat the woman well. You know, yes, sure, they have fights and stuff like that. Don't ever let anybody think or anybody tell you that couples don't fight. Even the best of couples fight occasionally. It might be a light spritzer of a fight, but they fight. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has the time where they're going to disagree with each other, and that will turn into, that could possibly turn into something, maybe some yelling or something like that, or maybe just a disagreement, and I consider that a fight too. You know what I'm saying? It's something where it's like, we got to come to a consensus on this. But I see what she does a lot in relationships. Like, and I just want to know what is going on with women, because most of the time, I don't really have a question about men. Most of the time, men are just goofies and out here and stuff like that, or they're thinking only of themselves and everything like that. And I feel like that with her, maybe that's the thing. It's like, I'm going to say that this is good for you and me, but really is this pretty much good for you only? I also think it's like, of course it's selfishness. I think she might think it's selflessness, but it's selfishness, because this man clearly wants to be there for you, and you're not allowing him to. And I don't know if that's the independence of today's women, but I see that happening a lot. I see women talking about, you know, I don't need no man, or, you know, when they do find a man and they talk about him, you hear almost everything is good about him, but it was like, oh, he was too boring, or he was a cornball, or he was lame, or he didn't have as much money as I'd hoped, or. And, you know, it's always something to discount the good man out here. And I don't understand it. When you're getting, because you're never going to get 100% of what you want. Everybody knows that. Everybody under the sun knows that in a relationship, you're not going to get 100% of what you want. You can say, oh, no, I can, but I guarantee you won't find out one relationship out here where everybody will say, in a relationship, even the greatest relationship ever lasted, until the day the people died and stuff. If you interviewed them and asked both the male and the female, female and female, or male and male, or however you want to say it, did you get 100% of what you asked for in this relationship? And they'll tell you no. Something's missing, but when you ask, or well, how did you stay together so long, if there's you know, something missing. And it's always back, I love the person, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they do this great. They make me feel happy, you know. They're always welcoming. They always protected me. You know, just different things, different ways to go about the reasons why they love the person and why they chose to spend the rest of their life with that person. But for us in this day and age, I see a lot of people discount people just because of different reasons. Like the reasons that you would normally stay with a person at that point in time, now you will not. You know what I'm saying? So if the man can provide and you know, he's a calm, cool, collected person, but he don't like the club, you know, and you like the club, and he's like, you know, man, do we have to go to the club often or any, you know, he try to make a concession with you, like a consensus, like, okay, I'll go to the club with you, but we can't be going out all the time. You'll dump that, you'll break up with that man because he's not being with you on what you want to do. Or the guy that's got everything kind of worked out for you, but he's not a funny guy. He's not a quirky guy. You know, he don't make you laugh and stuff like that. So he got dry humor and stuff like that, and he's kind of boring to you. You leave him because there's no excitement there for you and stuff like that. Whenever women get majority of what they ask for or what they're looking for, but they don't get everything they're looking for, they will discount you. In this day and age, they will discount you and dip on you. And I just don't understand it. I don't understand what does that do for you. You know what I'm saying? Even women with kids in a relationship and stuff like that, and when the man hasn't cheated or anything like that, and women actually end up kind of going out and looking, even though they know they have a man at home and he's probably doing everything under the sun to make sure the house is straight and the kids are straight and everything like that, even then, when the man is boring to them, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to stay here for long. And it's just like, for me, it's like, how can you think that way? Kind of troubling. It honestly is, because it's like you have something solid, but you don't appreciate that you have something solid. And I'm not surprised by it anymore, but I used to be, because whenever I talk to a woman about a relationship and she says, oh, you know, I always ask, well, what was he about? What did he have? What did he do? And stuff like that. I usually hear good qualities about the guys. And, you know, unless they're cheating or they're putting their hands on you, then, you know, I don't think you need to be with those type of people. Or they're, like, verbally on purpose abusive, because sometimes I know people can get into arguments, and you might say something that'll trigger a man, and he'll say something back that is very negative. And, you know, I always say that's not right, but it does happen. When these type of situations go on, when I hear that, you know, oh, well, you know, he's fine, and he just didn't do this and stuff like that, and I'm like, I'm always on the side of the guy, like, okay, so he didn't do that for you. But for the most part, he was a good guy, right? Yeah, he was great. Then what'd you leave him for? It just don't make sense to me unless you're super unhappy. Back then, women used to be super unhappy, and they still stay with the man. Now I know it was because of the family. He was trying to keep the family together and keep the family strong. So I know that's why they stay with the guys. But nowadays, you'll leave the guy just off of the merit of I'm not getting everything I asked for. We as guys, we'll work on certain things, but when we know that, like, we just not feeling it, like I said, when a woman wants to go out to the club all the time, why do you want to keep going out to the club if we're together? I'm not saying we can't invite some people over and have fun and, you know, things of that nature, but you want to keep going out to the club. You want to keep getting dressed up and skimpy outfits and stuff like that. You still want to be single you when you're with somebody. It's like you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I changed my ways. So let's say if I was the type, for the guys, it always got to be you kind of got to change your ways and stuff like that when you get a relationship. You kind of expect things to go differently. So let's say the guy was a dancing guy or a partying guy and stuff like that, and a woman wants the guy to kind of pull back and be different. It don't always work out, but if he really do care for her, love her, and stuff like that, he draws back from being out there and chilling and doing, you know, turning up and stuff like that. But in a sense, if he did not stop, would the woman be on the other end able to leave that guy? Most of the time, they try to stay longer with that type of guy. So it's like, it's, I guess, the little attention you paid, the less you pay attention to a woman, usually the more she wants you, until it gets to a point where it's like, well, I don't even know what reason it is to stay with the man because he's not paying me no attention and stuff like that. This is the thing I see. And my question is, of course, what would be the reason for you not to trust the person that you're in a relationship with? And, of course, I say a person instead of man, but in all instances, you know, do you trust the person you're in a relationship with? Like, I trust my wife. I even trusted my ex-wife, you know what I'm saying? I've had different relationships and stuff like that. So I trust the female that I'm with. And it's like, does she trust me? I would hope so. If you're going to be with me, I would hope so. Especially if you're going to be married to a person, I would hope you trust that person. But do you guys trust the person that you're with? I was online the other day, and I seen a woman ask her man like a question about if she disappeared for 5 years and her man remarried, when she came back after the 5 years, they, you know, she finally appeared again in the 5 years, would he divorce the woman that he's with for her? And she was for sure like, oh yeah, my man gonna say yeah, I would do that. And it went a completely different way for her, because he was like, no, I wouldn't. And she got upset, and he explained, like, everything. And it, the way she looked is like, oh, you don't want to really, I shouldn't be with you, because you're pretty much saying that you wouldn't even wait for me or anything like that. And the way the guy explained it, he explained it perfectly. I mean, not perfectly right, but the best case scenario is like, I understood exactly where he came from with that. And so she got upset. She could tell that, and a lot of women were like, well, you should be looking for a divorce now, because clearly he don't care enough about you, which didn't make no sense, because, in one, it was a hypothetical, and two, I understood exactly where he came from. So if the shoe was on the other foot, right, because she was saying, oh, no, you should leave her and get back with me. And my question would have been to her. I don't think he asked the question in the same way. Okay, so let's say you were the girl in question that you're saying, that you're asking me about. Like, let's say you were the girl that I got remarried to, right? I got married after I couldn't find the girl. Like, now I'm putting you in a scenario, you was already in a scenario as the person that disappeared. Now I'm putting you in a scenario as the woman that I ended up marrying because the girl disappeared, right? So you're saying, would it be okay for me to get rid of you if that girl was to come back 5 years later? Now, of course, our answer is going to be no. But he didn't, of course, ask that because they got into a whole thing. But most likely her answer would have been no. Like, you don't divorce me to get married to her again. But then in the same logical sense that she's using, that she would use that, she says, oh, well, you're wrong for not divorcing her and getting back with me because I came back. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. It didn't make what he said made sense. He's like, if I was fond enough to get married to somebody, there's obviously a reason why. And she knows what type of man she's with, so it makes sense. Clearly, he's a guy that stands on business. He's a guy that's, he don't just go around picking different women. So it's like, if I picked her, obviously there was a reason why. So why would I just then, well, I'm going to just dump you and go back with this woman because now she's back. So you see things like that, and it's like, I can see, like, her trust in him is kind of null and void for a little bit. Maybe it'll grow back, but it's hard, I guess, for certain people nowadays to trust their partner. Do you really trust your partner in relationships nowadays? With everything that's going on, with the world being more about money than anything else nowadays, it is a legitimate question that can be asked. Do you trust your partner nowadays? Now, am I going to say it's for the majority that have this issue? Of course not. I think it's a very small minority, but you do see a lot of it over the Internet, and when you see it so much over the Internet, you start to believe it's true for the majority. So it's a very small niche of people that maybe they are in a relationship, but they don't trust their partners. And I would say, if you don't trust your partner, I'm not sure why you're in a relationship, but nonetheless, people do get in a relationship, and you got to keep going with the same stuff. I mean, you see people in marriages for a very long time, and then, you know, they finally catch their partner in something, and it's divorce time. Now, if they're cheating, and that's not something you allow, I mean, most people don't allow it, even though it does happen as often as a lot often. I think cheating happens a high percentage of the time in relationships. I also think that's the reason why polygamy should be a thing. I definitely feel like polygamy should be a thing, and I also feel like expression is going to be on the rise as far as people's love, because you gotta know that if you're with a guy, he has a high tolerance for sexual activity. He has a high tolerance for wanting more than just one woman. I'm sorry to say, a lot of men out here, and like I said, there is a niche for men that don't want more than one woman. A lot of men out here want more than one woman, and if they say no, trust me, it most likely is a lie, or they love their woman enough to know that that's the only woman for me. But that is a very small niche of men. And I just want to question answers, you know what I'm saying? For me, I do think people, a majority, trust their partners, and there's a small minority that don't. And for those people, I think if you can't love a person for who they are and who they will be, then you probably should leave them alone before it even gets anywhere further down the line where you can't let them go and you can't do anything different. That's for me. And also, like I said, you guys should check out the show because it's a good show. And let me know what you think in the comment section of this video. This is your boy, Easy, most known unknown, Easy Oso. This is the Easier Said Than Done podcast. I'll let you guys.